Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... You know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. You're going to be glad you hung out with me because we got Tom Markle back on the show. Tom is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the CEO of and the founder of iBank.com. And he's one of the guys we turn to when we're trying to find out what's going on out there in the area of capital acquisition. Can we borrow money these days? If we can, where do we get it and what do we have to do to make that happen? Tom Markle, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. What's the landscape look out there, Kemosabe? What are you? You got your ear to the ground. What do you hear?
We are certainly at draft level when it comes to the financial side of things. We're seeing a little bit of improvement, Jim. When we were on the show last, I think it was a couple months ago with you, it was looking pretty bleak. March of 08, the meltdown of Bear Stearns, and then the House of Lehman goes, and then Merrill gets acquired, and basically a whole landscape of changes, in the financial markets. Wall Street's basically not Wall Street anymore, and now Main Street. And Main Street's more like who's got money in their mattress.
Right.
So, we're kind of going back to the, after the war, who lent the money? Your neighbor with a few bucks in his bank. So we're going back to a lot of private lending right now. Banks aren't lending.
Now you say banks aren't lending. I always have to qualify that. When I talk to independent community banks, that's not what I hear. I hear them saying, "Well, I got money to lend, but small business owners aren't asking me for loans."
Oh, yeah.
What do you think?
They all have money to loan. They're all overfunded, of course, but they're very scared about lending because
even independent banks.
Oh yeah, everybody. The banking community is very. Listen, the guy who's getting a loan today doesn't need the money.
Huh.
All right? You know that old adage, if you need the money, you can't find it, and if you don't need the money, they're beating the path to your front door.
Yeah.
And I think today that's even more so. We're doing about $10 billion a month in loan postings by our 450,000 members. And, our members, we're seeing about 31 to 37% of those get connected with a lender, and they're up and down the board. I mean, low scores to high scores. But what's I think we're seeing is that more assets are being needed to be able to protect the loan. It's cash collateral and, the five C's of paying back a loan.
Mm-hmm. Coverage, they call it.
Yep, coverage and your own personality and character and all those things.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to have time in your industry, obviously. You've got to have a lot of assets to back up your loan. So what was a 2-to-1 loan a couple of years ago is now 3 or 4-to-1. So they want to make, and it's at an appraised value at, 1/3 of what they thought it was a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
So if you had a home worth $1 million, they're going to give you a value of $300,000, and then they're going to make
well,
a loan.
Well, and one of the challenges for a lot of small businesses is that if they're already in business prior to this meltdown and they'd already done some banking, as you say, the collateral that they'd already pledged that they hoped they could take off by now and that it would be worth more is actually maybe worth less. And so the loans they have might be under collateralized, let alone the new one.
That's right. So, but hope is still out there. I mean, we're still seeing nearly 40% of our almost $10 billion get connected,
But that's half of what it was 2 years ago.
That's less than half. Yeah, we were about 85% about March of 08, a little bit over a year ago. But
and you think it's because of the tightening of the standards?
Yeah, I think the tightening of the standards, but new money sources are opening up. This is a wonderful time that private lenders have said, "Hey, guys, if you got a few dollars in the bank, and you're liquid, people are coming out making $25,000, $50,000, $100,000 loans to these people. It's called private money,
right?
And private money is really showing up.
Are you helping people find private money?
We are. Oh,
and folks, that's what iBank does. I mean, you don't loan the money yourself.
We're the information bank.
Tom, you basically are facilitators. You put people together, don't you?
That's right. I mean, just think of us as a Craigslist online. You know, you post your loan need, you become a member of our network, and we give you we network you with almost 1,200 registered lenders,
including private lenders.
Oh yeah, private community banks. You know, the big banks, the Wells, the B of A's. You know, they got plenty of opportunity to see people, but you know, private money is really becoming a source of potential capital, and I think the government. You're starting to listen to, there's a lot more conferences right now on small businesses and how they access capital. But, you know, the idea is that 61% of businesses are turned down, Jim, for a loan because of a poor loan package, a poor business plan.
And that's where you guys shine. The website is ibank.com, right?
That's right.
Tom Markle and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. We've got more to come after these messages.
Down to the crossroads, down out on my knees.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. If you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. You'll find me there as well. And on my website, you'll find lots of stuff there, folks, that will you can use to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful, whether you want to listen or read or ask questions. Be sure to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out my blog. Lots of stuff there that will help you. And we're visiting with our good friend Tom Markle. He's with iBank. He's the founder, actually, and the leader over at iBank.com. And we're talking about... the landscape, the lending landscape out there, and you know, I really wonder though, Tom. You know, I know that there's this media, and you're out there where the rubber meets the road. You're not the media. You're actually out there doing things in the credit landscape. And I know you're saying that it's tougher to get loans, but I still think that a lot of the issue. Is that small business owners have cut back on their demand? I mean, I think surely you're seeing that as well.
Well, we last March did $4 billion in postings last March.
What do you mean when you say postings?
Well, you can come on to iBank, you know, the information bank for small business, and post your need. You can just come on and say I need $100,000.
So a post is the universe of demand for you.
Yeah, that's our kind of our recognition. You know, how much we know the market's looking for. And so we did $4 billion last March, and last month, July, we did $9
billion. Yeah.
So we're up over 100% in postings for the month. And that's where small business comes in, they become a member, and they post their need to the marketplace. And we post it all over the web. We post it to 1,200 lenders. We email out to every contact we've ever met for money. And we really we're an advocate like you are, Jim, for the small business. This is my seventh business, and I'll tell you the biggest and hardest thing I've ever done is find money.
Yeah.
In the old days, you know, you got on your suit and you walked down to your local banker where the sign was, and you tipped your hat and you said, you know, please make me a loan and here's my plan. But now with the internet, you can go coast to coast, border to border. You can do it night or day.
That's the good news. The bad news is that we've found ourselves in a credit crisis, Tom, the likes of which you and I haven't seen in our life.
Well, yeah, that's right. We haven't seen this kind of thing. I mean, you know, actually, Jim, to be honest with you, I think we've just gone back to underwriting standards pre-97.
Yeah.
You know, excuse me. You know, I think we've just gone back to straight, simple credit demand with good credit. You have good credit. You have good assets to protect your loan. We got a little crazy over the last 10 or 12 years. Mm-hmm. You know, if you fogged the mirror, you got the credit. You know, and then you got these pork belly deals with grants, and, you know, if you were a one-eyed, cyclops from, you know, somewhere, you showed up, and, well, because you were, you got money.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I think we're just going back to some sane lending right today that the people that deserve credit get credit.
Talk to us about the private lending. How does that even work?
Well, private lending has a variety of private lenders to it. I mean, you can go from hedge funds, you know, all the way down to Louis the Lender, pawn shop kind of guy.
But the ones that you put together, I mean, how do you connect someone with a private lender?
Well, we do the whole bandwidth of, you know, from the pawn shop kind of guy to, hey, this woman, you know, had a This woman was in our system. She wanted a $5,000 loan for her veterinary business. And she had a horse that had impaled itself on some fence, and she needed a, you know, $3,500 to repair the horse and a couple thousand dollars to repair the fencing. And, she came into our system looking for $5,000, and we hooked her up with a handful of these private lenders, and this guy made her a loan. And she didn't. She'd filed bankruptcy a year ago. She had like a 520 credit score. Her business virtually had no cash flow, but these guys are very creative about how they find assets, Jim. So they said, well, do you have any cars? Do you have a mother that's got a home? Do you have a sister that's got, you know, another horse? You know, and so they start asking a lot of questions. Well, you know what? I've got a friend that I could ask. Let me talk to my friend. Well, she got the loan. The horse was repaired, and they sold the horse for $30,000. You know, so, you know, private money people are fairly creative about how to make you a loan. Now, the cost of it is high.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it isn't your standard one over prime deal.
Right.
But, you know, hey, most of the people in the country are on the verge of some good credit and some not so good.
Well, you know, and small business owners, as I've said 100 times or 1,000 times on this show, we don't live in the world of prime interest. We live in the world of prime plus. Prime plus 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, maybe even 8, depending on the risk level.
Yeah, prime isn't even in our number.
No, that's the number from which things are multiplied by.
Right.
But
who puts the
lending packages together is the lending package similar to a bank lending package with a private lender?
Well, yeah. The difference between a bank, banks don't take, you know, your computers and your bicycles,
right,
and your guns and, you know, your friends. Your friend's second house, you know, they're not into that business. They're
right.
Not that creative. You know, they got a standard plan. Here's your package. Go borrow the money.
Mm-hmm.
And they're making plenty of loans. Don't get me wrong. Community banks are making loans. Banks are making loans. But they're making them to the guy who doesn't need the loan. No, those are not our customers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our customers certainly are those two people. But I'd say, you know, 90% of our customers, you know, they're not bankable.
Yeah.
They're not that kind of person.
Are you getting many requests from people with startups?
Oh, my God, Jim. We started our startup center. You know, we've added an insurance center. We've added a capital center. So in case you can't get a loan, you could access some private angel money. I think that's the creativity of people today. We've gone from 62,000 startups a year ago.
Are startups getting loans?
To 300,000 startups last month.
But are they getting loans?
Oh, yeah, sure. Oh, of course they can get loans. How does a startup get a loan, Jim? You walk down to your private money guy and you say, look, I've got lots of assets. Because, you know, over the last 10 years, Jim, didn't America collect a lot of assets?
Yeah.
Didn't we all buy everything?
Yep, that's right.
I mean, we consumed.
Hold on to that thought, Tom. When we come back, Tom's working on a new deal with the EPA I want him to tell us about and some other things we'll talk about after these messages. Tintail, stay with us. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I want to remind you folks that tomorrow, September 1st, on Tuesday, tomorrow, I'm going to be hosting a webinar for the Lowe's division of IBM. And it's just going to be an informational webinar with Caleb Barlow, who was on the show a week or so ago. And we're going to talk about how to maximize your technology. And it's the title of the webinar is about Control Your Future, and so if you want to register for that, it's free, by the way, and it's at 1 o'clock Eastern Time tomorrow, lotusfoundations.com/controlyourfuture. That's how you go to register, lotusfoundations.com/controlyourfuture, and just register right there. Piece of cake, no cost. I think you'll enjoy it. One of the things that you'll learn. If you're peer-to-peer, meaning all PCs on all the desks, and you think it might be time to go to a server-based system, we're going to talk about that all those issues. So I think you'll enjoy this. So check that out when you get a chance. Tom Markle is our guest. He's CEO of iBank. Tom, you've been pretty busy with the government. You've been putting some deals together with the EPA, haven't you?
We have been, Jim. We've been focused on trying to work with the government, kind of that government-private enterprise partnership, in trying to, they have a huge, the Environmental Protection Agency has a very, a demand to help truckers, truck stops, locomotives,
right.
Boats, everything that has an engine in it produces some sort of carbon output. They're looking to figure out ways to reduce that footprint. And we built an engine for them about a year ago that allows the trucker to go into smartwayfinance.com, click on the kind of solution they need. Maybe it's tires, maybe it's skirts, maybe it's wind things, maybe it's a generator, and be able to find the vendor, and in the vendor, find the lender. So it's kind of connecting the trucker with green mm-hmm. vendors and green lenders.
Hmm.
Yeah, all in one place.
And are you going to be doing more green? And this is a way of finding money through the government stimulus, isn't it?
That's right. That's
so
right.
Are you going to be doing more besides the EPA? You got some other projects on the tap?
We've got, you know, just about every agency on tap, the Department of Defense, the Department of Energy, the Department of Transportation, all those entities. And by the way, Jim, I think for your listeners, if any of them have products that help these departments, it's time to go, you know, put your suit on, get to Washington, and go shake some hands at all these departments. Because they have to give a percentage of their business to small business.
Over 20, was it 26% or something like that?
They all try, right?
Yeah, yeah.
They all try.
I want to get change the subject, not change it, but ask another question about CIT.
Yep.
They basically went bankrupt recently, right?
Right, right.
Now, what does that mean? Did you do business with CIT?
We did. We did quite a bit of business
with
CIT.
Are they out of the small business lending now?
Well, I think...
Is that over?
Because
they did a lot of SBA-guaranteed loans.
They did a lot of SBA-guaranteed loans, and they're reducing their staff pretty fast. You know, it's here to say, who knows? You know, bankruptcy kind of allows companies like General Motors and United Airlines and many other mm-hmm. companies to reorganize the debt, restructure, and come back as something different. And I think that's the great thing about bankruptcy laws in this country. And
right.
the one beautiful thing about starting a business here is you can go out with dignity.
Yep.
Get rid of your debts and
kind
of start the next day fresh.
Yep.
And no other country has the bankruptcy
laws
that
we have. That's exactly right. But I guess what I'm saying is that was a tough hit to a small business lending, SBA lending, when CIT went under.
Yeah, they were arguably one of the largest.
Has anybody stepped up to kind of fill that void? Is there anything out there that you see?
Not really with SBA. I know they've brought back their Community Express program. They talked about their new ARC program, which we were pretty heavy on. There's about 8 or 9 lenders doing the ARC program. But then again, you know, the lenders are still taking that first loss piece,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of them don't want to take that first loss piece, so they're not lending the money. You know, the first loss being that, you know, the 70% guarantees by
right.
the government, 30%
right.
by the bank.
Right.
So, you know, a lot of them are still saying, gee, I really don't want to take that loss piece, especially if I can only charge a couple over prime.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
so what do you see over the next 12 months? Do you see the credit situation improving or not?
Well, I do see it improving, but I think back to your point is that some businesses are also getting smarter. You talked about this webinar tomorrow. You know, we've got a cloud product now where instead of having your servers, instead of having all of this, the guy, you know, you call him up on the phone, he's supposed to come over to your office. Now you can do this computing on the cloud
mm-hmm.
for $99
oh, yeah.
a month. They host everything for you. They secure it. They repair it. They fix it. They download all the software. You don't need to do anything in your business.
Mm-hmm.
Google's got this thing called Google Voice that basically you just connect up your
smartphone. A lot of efficiencies. It's helping us not have to borrow so much money, isn't it, Tom?
It is truly.
Hey, Tom, I got to wrap it up. iBank.com, thanks for being here. Good job today.
You're too kind, Jim. Take
Tom
care.
Tom Markle, ladies and gentlemen. Check his business out. He's a good deal. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.